This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has used his first appearance at the NATO summit as president to call on Russian President Vladimir Putin to step back from provocative actions targeting the U.S. and allies. NATO allies, meanwhile, joined the United States on Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a constant security challenge. Biden said he had extensive talks with NATO leaders about his plans to meet with Putin on Wednesday. He said all expressed support or gratitude for his plan to tell Putin directly to stop Russian-originated cyber attacks against the West and end the violent stifling of political dissidents and cease a Russian election interference outside its borders. Israel's new government has granted approval for a contentious parade by Israeli nationalists through Palestinian areas around Jerusalem's Old City. The decision raises the possibility of renewed confrontations just weeks after an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Hamas called on Palestinians to resist the march. Tuesday's parade creates an early test for the fledgling government led by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. A patchwork of parties that includes hardline nationalists as well as the first Arab party ever to sit in the governing coalition. The parade was scheduled to take place on May 10th, but as it got underway, Hamas launched a barrage of rockets at Jerusalem, sparking the war. Outgoing UNA Chief Mark Lowcock has slammed the group of seven wealthy nations on Monday for failing to come up with a plan to vaccinate the world against COVID-19, describing the G7 pledge to provide 1 billion doses over the next year as a small step.